Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here. Audio Boo. It's 2:15 PM. I've just parked up at St John's Hospital. I'm about to head in to outpatients one, which is actually at the other end of the hospital. But this is a handy car park for the patients, so I'll go in and walk through the corridors and come out the far end to outpatients one. So I'm just heading in. My appointment's at 2:30. I hope I get taken quickly, and I hope I'm out quickly as well. Well, we'll see what happens when we get in anyway. So, I'll pause this just now while I cross the car park, because it's breezy and they'll just get wind noise in these binaural mics. And then I'll restart once I get inside the main entrance, try and capture some sounds. Hey, hi. Right, so we're in the main reception area. This place is always busy. In fact, I swear this place gets busier and busier and busier. I actually meant to pause that, or I did actually pause that recording. I meant to hit the restart recording and actually press the off button, so disjointed boo. I'll join it up when I get back home. So I'm just heading up along the corridors now. Passing it. X-ray department and the outpatients emergency department. Follow. I always think when I come in here, because they have, the hospital has those lines on the corridors to guide you to what department you're going to. So you just follow the colour, and the one that stands out more than anything is the yellow one. And every time I come in here, I always think about follow yellow brick road for some reason, even though I'm not necessarily following the yellow track. You know what I mean? I'm following the, looks like, it's something that's meant to be the lilac track or something like that. I'm not following it, it's just there. It's the only one left. So I did a wee bit of, very little actually, investigation last night on the eye and the issues of the eye, and I didn't delve in too deep, to be honest with you. Just something about macular something. Just out of interest, I don't like to necessarily go down the route of delving in far too deep with these things. Okay, there you are. But I really did want to just have a quick peek at things. Oh, I need to mind and bring a can of oil the next time I come for the doors. I'm going to pause again because I'm going out the back of this. This is the baby place, the birth department, you guess. And I'll be back into the wind so for a wee bit, so I'll pause just now. Right, well, that's me checked in at the main reception of outpatients 1. I'm heading along to waiting room 4. Past the mothers there outside the maternity unit with their brand new babies, and looking so pleased. Aren't bairns, aren't we babies ugly? Really? Squeezing by, thank you. Hi there, thanks. Yeah. Waiting room 4 is really busy. I need to be here a while. So, speak again soon. I'll stop the recording just now and talk to you when I get back out. Well, it's now 2:45 PM, and I have been taken into the
surgical room, not for any surgery, but to have the eyes checked by the nurse, and to have the old anaesthetic drops plus other drops to dilate the pupils, and to have my the pressure of my eyes tested. At the opticians, they do that with the puffer, manipulate spin effect. But excuse me. But this time the nurse, I've just popped out to the outside, not outside, but the little chamber between inside and outside automatic doors, just to get out. I'm not going to sit in a chair for the next 20 minutes to this anaesthetic or dilating drops work. So I'll be called again in about 20 minutes, I hope, by the doctor. So as I said, this time the eyes were tested by the nurse with a little digital thingy that obviously had a little rubber cap on the end of it, and she just touches your eyeball in various places and it beeps whenever she takes a reading. So I guess that gives them the reading back for the pressure in the eyes. Obviously just a different means of checking for glaucoma. There isn't a history of glaucoma in my family, though, to my knowledge, so I'm guessing that'll be okay. So as I said, the next stage now is wait 20 minutes and then be called in, hopefully, by the doctor. And I don't know what else he can do. They don't actually seem to have the wonderful camera that the opticians have, that gizmo that produces fantastic images of your eyes, your eyeball, from every angle. I'd love to get a copy of that, actually. You know, if I went back to the optician and said, look, could you email those photographs? Because I don't see why not. It's my eyes. Surely they belong to me, those images. I'd really love to get those back and keep them for posterity. Oh, my God. Good God. At least I can laugh at things. Yeah. That waiting room, by the way, is horrendous. It is chock-a-chock a block. And two guys just come in there and one just said to the other one, oh my God, we're going to be here all afternoon. So another wee waiting game before I'm seen. It's a lovely cool breeze blowing in there. Wait, you notice that about hospitals? Waiting rooms are stifling hot. I was actually sitting in there and my face was flushing with the heat. It was terrible. And I've hardly got anything on because I knew it was coming through here. I've got barefoot sandals, my shorts, a short sleeve shirt, and that's it. And I was cooking in there. No wonder staff work with little clothes on. It's okay. I moved, I opened it for you. There's a paddle on the outside of the doors that most people don't realise is there because it's about 4 feet over to the left, and they come at the door expecting to open and they just stand there and nothing happens. Beam me up, Scotty. Anyway, I'm going to go back in now and listen to some audio, hopefully. Yeah, I've got reception here. There's one good thing, or one of the good things about this hospital is it does have great 3G, so I'll be able to pick up some audio from my audio booers. Yeah, I'll speak again soon. Some omelets. Hi there.